Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 50. This is Tommy.
And this is Squid Reno. How you doing?
And this 50th episode is going to be something for the memory books.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
I can't remember.
But before we start the memories, we have to thank our sponsor, Johnny's Poorhouse at 10936 Sheridan Road, for cooking up some of the best bar grub this side of the Mississippi.
You better bet your bottom dollar about it.
How was your chicken sandwich last weekend?
It was tasty.
Was it fire?
I enjoyed it.
It was so good.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Nice, dude. Go to Johnny's for your free chicken sandwich, but as long as you pay menu price.
Get there, idiot.
All right, before you roll, our drink of the night, we have the Corona Hard Seltzer Seltzerita.
Seltzerita! Yes,
mango, peach, strawberry, lime. We're starting with the mango.
Yep.
With a splash of real Mexican lime juice sweetened with real agave and cane sugar.
Some guy,
A
guy I didn't like, he offered me a mango at a party, and I told him to mango
away.
Take a hike. Yeah.
Man, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I knew a guy who was a fruit artist, and I called him Vincent.
It smells like mangoes.
I called him Vincent Mango.
Oh, dude, that's funny joke.
Because, he's like Vincent Van Gogh. He's like the famous art guy. He lost his ear, I think. Pretty sure.
Okay.
No, that was Picasso. I messed up.
The front-facing taste is good.
Mm-hmm.
The back-facing taste is not good.
I don't mind it. It's not.
Shut up.
I haven't.
Shut up. Your opinion doesn't matter. It's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for the lime and the strawberry.
Yeah, I agree.
You ever went to a restaurant like, oh, this is the best mango margarita I've ever had?
No.
I've never went to the restaurant and ordered a mango.
I think I have at our old stomping grounds in Whitewater. I think at Cozumel.
Oh, maybe.
Cozumel.
A lot of flavor flavors.
Yeah, we have to switch it up.
Weekend recap, Avery. Go.
So Friday night, Tommy and I, us two.
We Diana, ripped off the town.
Oh, we ripped up two bars. Two bars, no bars.
Yeah,
we didn't get very far. We went to Johnny's first.
You know what's weird?
For dinner.
We were up to like 1, and I felt like the night flew by.
It felt very like slow.
Yeah. Oh, for me, I felt like it flew by.
Well, I mean, like slow as in like it wasn't like. I mean, it's just because that's the bars around, but it didn't feel like it was very like. What's the word?
Well, we're not in Whitewater. We're not clubbing anymore.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't feel like that, but it just didn't feel like. Every 10 minutes, I'm hammering down a drink, and oh, we got to go there and do this. And frantic. It felt very relaxed.
Yeah, dinner, drinks,
pool,
gambling. Yeah,
pool. Boy,
what? No, go ahead, though. I'm interrupting your recap.
I snuck out of Tommy's place very early in the morning to go to New Berlin.
You did. I heard you. I'm like, I'm not. Goodbye.
Yeah, no, I went to go get. So I'm in a bowling league now. I'm a professional now, as they say, and I hurt my hand. On an alley ball in the morning. That was fun. But I got my ball in. I bought some bowling shoes that I need to break in after this podcast. And then Saturday I watched.
You're going bowling today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
And then I watched three movies.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah. I had nothing better to do.
No.
I'll go in the order that I watched them. I can give you.
Wait, can I guess?
Sure.
Kung Fu Panda 1?
No.
Kung Fu Panda 3?
No.
Cars 2, in that order.
Not
okay.
Not in that order.
All right, go ahead.
So the first one, I'll give you my mini quick review of it. I watched Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
That's such a funny movie.
That was probably the most enjoyable of the three I watched.
What's your shadow's name, Brick? Leon.
I call him Leon.
And
where does Leon go when it's
dark?
He goes home. That's a great one. That, for me, was a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Very, very good. I enjoyed it. I liked when he was hammered at SeaWorld, talking about how he hasn't felt human embrace for the last 3 months while people are just trying to see dolphins. I can relate to that.
And here are your dolphins, Chippy and Ruru. Chippy has been rescued and has lived here for 6 years.
Oh, no one cares.
And Ruru is an ass. Maybe the trainers should kiss each other.
Jeez. 8 out of 10.
That's cool. Okay, that's your next movie.
Next movie I watched was The Expendables. I finally watched that for the first time. And that one was a good action movie, I think. It's kind of cool to see Sylvester Stallone doing his thing still. That came out in 2010, so he was getting kind of up there. I want to give like a solid like 6 out of 10. Just kind of your bare bones action movie, but it's still good. A lot of stuff happening there. Some pretty good shots. And believe it or not, I kept it going. I watched Expendables 2.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Dude.
Way. That was not as good as the first, but for sure.
Was that get a 5?
Yeah, it's going to get a 5 out of 10. I thought about these on the drive up. But yeah, that was that. And then Sunday, I watched a lot of football, and I've come up with my new favorite drinking game for watching football that I did with our good buddy, who's a Bears fan.
Oh, was it Grant?
Yes, it was. What
time do the Bills play tonight? I put a lot of money on that game.
The Bills are playing the Eagles. Yeah.
Bills are up
right
now? No,
Bills are playing Titans. No, Bills are playing Titans, and the Eagles are playing the Vikings.
Okay, I do a double Survivor draft. Well, I pay for 2 slots on Survivor draft every year. Mm. The first week it's a buy for everyone just because of how many people do it.
Buy.
The second week you pick your 2 teams to win. Mm-hmm. I picked the Commanders to beat the Lions, which I thought would have been an obvious pick.
No, actually, that was the first game that like they were.
The Lions played well.
Yeah.
Well, I like to be crazy. And then I picked the Bengals to beat the Cowboys.
That one I slept through. I took a nap through.
Well, so but yeah, I lost.
That was one that probably should have gone to the Bengals, TBH.
Yeah, I know. So you can buy back. Only if it's after the first round you bet in. So I bought both my pages back and put both on the Bills.
Bills Mafia.
You think Bills got it tonight?
Were they playing again? They're playing the
Titans.
Yeah, they're going to do fine.
It's 7-10 right now.
Bills?
Bills winning.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for sure. Anyways, don't talk too much about the Packer game because I'm sure Sam's going to get into
Sam
it.
Sam will dive deep, but I will talk about the Tampa Bay Saints game because their fights broke out. All up and down the town. We got guys chirping Tom Brady, and then Mike Evans shoves a dude down, and the whole sideline just starts fighting each other. And now Mike Evans, Tampa Bay wide receiver, who the Packers play next week, is suspended for that game.
Ooh,
he's not playing.
That's not good for the Buckeyes.
Not good for the Buckeyes, but not the Buckeyes that
not
I
the
like.
Bucky Badgers.
Not the Milwaukee Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, who are near losing next week because they're not good.
And Rodgers is back.
Rodgers has figured everything out.
It's okay.
It's okay, guys. He's fine. It's fine. So, yeah, no, but Grant and I play a dream game where you take a sip for every first down either team makes.
That's kind of a bad drinking game.
It's a great drinking game if you want to be hammered on a Sunday.
Did you get hammered on a Sunday?
I was drinking wine through the day.
Why?
I found a huge bottle of it in my car that I think my parents gave me, so I chilled that. And I had like a couple glasses, and then I slept, and then I woke up, and it was time for the Packer game, so I'm like, well.
Did you wake up a little hungover, though?
No, I feel fine.
Oh, okay.
I just felt, I kind of felt garbagey this morning in like my stomach, but that was about it. It wasn't really a big headache or anything.
That's what I don't ever drink wine because I'm a man. But
men drink wine.
Not cool ones that drive fire spitting cars. Anyways, my turn.
Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
So Friday night, yep. Avery came to the Prairie.
I did. I came down.
We went to Johnny's at 10936 Sheridan Road for some delicious food.
We were looking for the fish. They were out of the
we
fish.
We went late. If you want the fish at Johnny's, you got to get there. Father
get
Clark,
there really, faster.
You got to. And it was our fault.
It was my fault.
It was our fault. But no, because I said 7:30, we'll get to dinner.
And
they were sold out.
They were gone.
We got like the side table, and it was packed in there.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah. My food is awesome. I got the shrimp. I love the shrimp.
Shrimp is good. Yep. It was good. That's why I wanted to get Panda Express tonight.
Really?
The Johnny shrimp. They taste similar.
Yep. Got a couple cocktails there. Then went straight to the Nickel.
Yep.
Had more than 2 drinks there. Had a couple drinks there.
Yes.
Lost some money gambling.
Yeah.
Had some. Yeah, I was a little hungover on Saturday morning. Just a little.
I mean,
just a little. Low.
Just means you did Friday, right?
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Saturday. The morning was a little bit slow. Then I slowly started to get rolling a little bit.
Yep.
I was rolling a little bit.
Rolling.
Yep. I did not. On Saturday, I got my concealed carry license.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You can hide it now.
Yep. I got dropped at one of the cars off at the shop to get some work done.
Yeah, which one?
The Hornet to get some new tires on. We're going on a cruise in a couple weeks.
Rubber diamonds.
Rubber diamonds. Okay, then I went to my friend Marta's house and played a round of Mario Party, which I lost. I was very angry.
Those games always tear friendships apart, I think. From my experience. Mario Party.
Yeah, I'll get that. After that, you know what I had for dinner that night? I didn't eat that all day because I was a little hungover. Oh. Yeah. So I was coming back. I'm like, I'm going to go just grab something quick. Their hot spot was almost empty, so I grabbed one of their take-home meals.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had one?
No.
I got the chicken enchilada bowl. 600 calories for the whole bowl. It was fire.
I bet.
It was so good.
Mm.
Not a lot of calories. I was just rice and chicken, so.
That would do it.
It was so tasty.
Addle.
And then yesterday I did Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I went to the One Nickel.
Surprising.
It was really fun.
I bet.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Just drank like top shelf vodka water, so I did not feel bad. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday got up early, went to a car show, did some big burnouts, went to my uncle's. He made a breakfast pizza. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw up, please.
No, I'm just burping.
Came home from that. I cleaned up the whole house, did some stuff in the backyard. I did it at my parents', went to Johnny's to watch the game. Realized I was way too tired. Came to watch the game at home, watched them win, talk some shit, and now I'm here. It was a busy Monday. I put some orders in today. I was a rebel one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. For our first segment of the night, we will be doing...
Wait, Tommy.
What?
We never asked the viewers how their weekend is.
How was your weekend?
Tell us about it. Wow, that's boring. All right, let's go. Right off the script.
Yes! The Blue Mountain! That's like Dora.
Yeah. That's what I was going to do. Your weekend wasn't as cool as ours.
As I've been seeing on TikTok recently, just doing random drafts.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a video of a...
Yes.
This is actually really good. I'm enjoying this for a seltzer. I've been seeing random drafts.
Yes.
The one I saw was cereal. I was good, but I didn't want to copy it directly.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, on a 1-5 draft.
Yep. First round through fifth round.
Yep. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Fast food restaurants.
All right.
Three, two, one, go.
Chick-fil-A will be my first.
You're taking Chick-fil-A.
I had their breakfast this morning. Or not this morning, on Saturday morning.
It's like you had time to go to Chick-fil-A before work?
No, I had their chicken biscuit and their burrito. They have a breakfast burrito, and it's pretty good.
So Chick-fil-A fries and peanut oil. So I don't really ever go there. And the food I have had there that wasn't fried was not very good.
I enjoy it.
Well, Chick-fil-A is really your first choice?
It's the first one, because I have a recency bias, because I go there pretty often.
Well, my first...
Well, wait, why are we even picking these? Are these, our favorites, or are these,
No, they're going to fight at the end.
Okay. So if we, we own them, which is going to do better?
Yeah, my first is Culver's.
Okay.
You know, people are starting to travel out of their towns to find Culver's, because they're around.
Right.
But yeah, my first is Culver's, just because cheese curds, whatever you want them, fish fry, whatever you want them.
Sure.
You got, basically smash burgers covered in, good cheese, whatever you want them.
Right.
Onion rings, fire, fries, fire, soups, everything at Culver's is fire.
Mm-hmm.
What other fast food place can you get a fresh pyro sandwich? Mm. What? Which one, Avery?
Mm. Well, not a big chain.
No, you can't. Or cheese curds, for that matter.
You gotta go to mom and pop shop.
Yeah,
for that.
Mom and pop shop.
Which?
So yeah.
Can't diss that.
Culver's. What's your next one?
My number two. I would have to say I'm gonna take Five Guys, burgers and fries.
Your draft is gonna lose so bad.
No. Five Guys burger and fries.
Fine.
One of the best. Burgers and a ton of french fries too. Pick that up. Expensive, yes, but is it worth it? You decide.
Okay, so that's fine.
Five Guys is fine.
I can have their burgers, but they're the only other large chain that also fries and peanut oil, so I've never had their fries.
Wow buddy you're having a rough time.
Doesn't matter,
just tolerate the peanuts. He's peanut intolerant. Just tolerate them, you bigot.
All right, well, I was really worried you were going to take this powerhouse as your second. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell.
I was thinking about it. I really was. That was gonna be like probably third round.
Taco Bell is one of the only places you can go there at any time of the day.
Taco Bell.
And get some fire food for not a ton of money.
Well, it used to be cheaper. Now it's kind of getting up there again. I remember when they had the grillers, I think they were called or something like that. I would always get those. Those were my bag.
The Chipotle, whatever.
It was like the
potato griller was fire.
That was delicious. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. The one downside is you're never gonna always have fries because they like tease them every like 3 months.
I think. Okay, but
come back.
I don't go.
The nacho fries are back, and now we're gonna take them.
I don't go to Taco Bell for the fries.
Taco Bell's menu though is like, damn, this stuff fire.
Okay, what I off the menu. What I like to do is get a quesarito, add the roasted potatoes, add creamy jalapeno. Why can't you do the potatoes?
No, I can't have potatoes on the steakarito. That's the one time I've had the runs from Taco Bell.
Okay, you don't need to tell us that. There's just so many fire things to talk. Like, the quesadilla is probably their best thing, but like
Crunchwrap is
okay. I'll fight you on that. The one impressive thing they have there is the triple double Crunchwrap. I can never even finish that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's good. A lot of food.
That is a lot in your face.
So yeah, I'm taking Taco Bell as a hit up. What's your next one?
I'm gonna take. I think a decent third round pick would be Wendy's. I feel like
Wendy's
is a respectable third round pick. Not as big of a hitter, but Wendy's has one reliable ice cream machine. You can always get the frosting you want. The burgers are reliable enough, and they have a good assortment of chicken sandwiches as well. And you got the 4 for $5. The 4 for $5 bag. The
4 for $4.
There you go.
No, it's called the Biggie Bag.
Get yourself, be like Biggie Smalls and eat a lot of Wendy's so you won't become small and you'll be big from the bag.
I am worried about your choices a little bit because how this is stacking up for me, I'm going to clobber you.
I disagree.
Okay. My number three, which I think is everything there is also fire, is Popeyes.
Yeah. I didn't want to double stack up on the chicken.
Yeah, well, I needed a chicken place. Mm-hmm. I've never had – okay, so it's hard for me to say. I've never had a fried Chick-fil-A sandwich, but how good – the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwiches, I can't imagine anything is better as from a fast food place.
You mean the Popeye sandwich?
The spicy. I've never had Chick-fil-A.
You said the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I've never had the spicy Chick-fil-A.
You said it. Nothing beats the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, I meant Popeye's.
I know.
I think Popeye's is better.
I also agree, but I was just going with the wide mass appeal that Chick-fil-A has. It's a little more. Like I said, a recency bias because there's no Popeye's where I live.
Well, now I have a burger place, a Mexican place, and
Mexican. You have a taco place.
Okay, but now I have two places that also throw out hitters like fish and shrimp. So like I have a
pretty wide variety.
I have a full navy in my fleet.
I have two burger spots and a chicken place.
Yep.
Some refer to it as the goat of chicken places. Not open 7 days a week, but that's
Jesus. So hope we're not fighting on Sunday.
That's for baby Jesus to decide.
What's your fourth?
Fourth pick. I have to think about all the fast food places around.
I'm sorry. I'm walloping you on this.
Sure, buddy. I'm gonna go Jersey Mike's.
Good.
And that's one I'm gonna take that. That's a sneaker in the fourth round for sure.
Yep.
I think they're better than Jimmy John's personally.
So I was thinking about that because I wanted a Sub place too. Subway, of course, is the most
overhyped.
I gotta grab another. I'm gonna combat your sandwich pick now. Jersey Mike's is really good. They do sandwiches really well.
They're the goat.
The goat. See, I think Cousin Subs does a better sandwich than Jersey Mike's because they have like another Wisconsin company. Not only can you get shakes, cheese curds, and fries there, their salads are awesome, and they have very good Italian ingredients.
Can you get a Philly cheesesteak there?
They have six different kinds of Phillies at.
They have. Jersey Mike's got that.
I know, but they do their Phillies really good at Cousins. I don't know if you've ever had their cheddar bacon Philly at Cousins.
I haven't had Cousins in a while.
You know, it's right down the road from the branch.
Yes, there is
one. I used to go, when I first started, I would eat their salads and that bacon cheddar Philly all the time. I hate to say this, but I think if you tried it, your mind would change.
I have had Cousins. It's been a while. My friend's parents actually owned one growing up.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Way up there.
Yeah.
And I was really into it as a kid. And then I just kind of moved away from it because it wasn't really close. And then we had a lot of Jimmy John's growing up. And then when I went to college, I found Jersey Mike's in my senior year. And now I'm on the Jersey Mike's bandwagon.
It's good. But
it's really good. Dude,
very expensive.
The Rosemary Parmesan Club. Parmesan bread, the number 9 on the club. Oh, to die for. Mike's way. Gotta do it, Mike's.
I want you to try Cousins sometimes this week.
Maybe we'll see.
You just drive there and get a quick sandwich. Have a drive through.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's doesn't have a drive through.
No, you get to watch it be prepared right in front of you.
Who's text?
Expertly.
Oh, that's okay. All right. So I guess now it's kind of a curveball one.
Well, you're on 4 still. This is our 4th pick.
I did Cousins.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's your turn.
Yeah, now we're on 5.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm worried that you're going to take mine now. I'm worried.
I don't, probably not.
Okay.
I think.
Because my last one's a hitter.
My number 5 is honestly a very undervalued fast food chain.
Okay. Again, don't take mine.
I have a little bit of bias to it as well.
Don't take mine.
I'm going to take Dairy Queen.
Thank God. My last one's killing you, man.
I disagree. Derek, come on. You can't fight the ice cream line up there. Maybe Culver's a little bit, but it's different.
Culver's is better. No, it's better.
No, it's not. I disagree.
Dude, you're drunk.
Culver's is...
You're drunk off only one seltzerita.
...is only good for just the soft serve in the cup. It cannot... Blizzard's not...
I'll take a concrete mixer. No.
You are on crack. You're high.
Maybe you're from Illinois.
Nope.
That's a franchise. I mean, Dairy Queen.
Ice cream cakes.
Yeah.
You're missing the whole novelty line up there as well.
Yeah, but their food kind of sucks, except for food's the flamethrower burger.
Food's good. It's good enough.
So I'm going to drop another one in there because Taco Bell is the slushies. Culver's has the ice cream. Popeyes doesn't have anything like that.
No, Popeyes is very safe.
Cousins has really good milkshakes.
Sure.
But now this one's got it. This one's like a curveball that I'm – taking it for the sandwiches, for the sides, the shakes. They have a lot.
Oh, I think I know which one you're thinking.
What
now.
Are you thinking?
I'm thinking you're
Arby's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude,
no, I
they have the
Arby's.
Mozzarella sticks, the poppers.
Yeah.
They have like their chicken tenders are so good. They have awesome sandwiches.
Mm. I thought you were going to take Steak and Shake.
No, that's that. Actually, you know, before COVID, they had like 4,000 locations. They have 500 left.
Jeez.
There.
They're hurting.
Okay, so this is weird. I'm sorry. That's the work phone. Yeah, 7:34 at night. MVP. I went there the other day. I was a little hungover. This was a couple weeks ago, and I saw they had
Steak and Shake or
Arby's. And I saw a crispy cod Cajun wrap.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was one of the best fast food items I've ever had. Because Arby's has it all too.
Arby's is a very, like, a lot of people either. It's very divisive. Either you love it or you
I don't like the, I like their sides and chicken. I don't like their beef, but some people love the beef.
I love the brisket sandwich at Arby's.
That's good too.
That's really good.
I think everyone has something at Arby's they love, like curly fries.
Of course.
I want you to pick the winner of this.
Well, I'm gonna say me. Why would I not pick me?
I don't know. I kind of
here's what we'll do. Why don't we put a poll up on our Instagram after the episode airs?
Good. You're in charge of that. That's your thing to do right now.
So if you want to be a part of the show, and we'll reflect on the answers afterwards. Go to 4BeersNoFears on Instagram. Follow our page. See our story. It's going to be up there. And you get to decide who's got the better fast food empire, Tommy or myself.
Other than ice, I think I killed you, actually.
Maybe. It's for the people.
Yeah, but now that I'm thinking about it, I clobbered you.
Okay, calm down. I think I have a pretty solid lineup.
Okay, well, we'll be right back. It's time for another Seltzerita. And we're back. Next on the lineup is a peach.
Yeah.
Seltzerita.
There it is. There we go.
Like the mango more.
It is peachy.
If you like peach, you like this.
It's very fragrancy.
If you like peach, this drink would be your peach.
I would like this better as an air freshener than a drink. But that's just me. Personally.
You know what, though? For a 130-calorie drink,
yep,
this is still pretty good.
Imported from Mexico.
Mexico.
According to the can!
Yep.
Where's your real juice? You gotta turn that around. That's what it says.
No, I know it is. It's still a Corona product.
Corona.
Coronavirus. It's a virus! No. Crap. You don't think coronavirus started.
It's a virus in the can!
Crap.
I'm sorry. That was a dated joke.
Oh, jeez. Well, anyways.
We're back on the next topic. We just keep chugging and chugging.
Okay, so I'm starting a new would you rather. That's a funny joke. A new would you rather thing. Like, if you probably heard, like, the would you rather fight an orangutan with a sword once a year.
Yeah.
Or fight a chicken every time you open your car door.
Right.
I'm going to start making mine of this. I ran this past Jordan.
Okay.
And he thought this was a good one. Yeah. So, would you rather? Every time you put on a pair of pants in the morning, they were kind of damp. Or sneeze every time you ate a French fry.
Well, see, I share a dryer with, I share a dryer.
My pants are always damp.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the long story short, but yeah, the pants that I wear for work are very thick and they don't dry well in the dryer if I don't give them enough time. So I have had mornings where I've waken up with damp pants and it's not enjoyable at all. Not a great time.
It's yucky for the first 2 hours of your
day. But they do get dry.
Yeah, but it's like for 2 hours.
It does. For 2 hours, you're just like, you just feel like a total degenerate. Like, I am not prepared for the day. Yeah. I don't want to.
Pull it on your leg.
Yeah. Thank God in the summer, it's like, you could walk. It, theoretically, you could walk outside and warm them up. In the winter, they're just going
to
freeze.
That's what that was my argument to do. Like, we're in Wisconsin.
They're gonna freeze in the winter. So, but also, you give me, is this just fried potato or is this French fries?
French fries. Okay. You know, it's one of America's most popular dishes.
It is.
And that's like, you know, curly fries, steak fries, French fries, right. Crinkle cut.
I was trying to say, does that include all of the type of fries?
If it says fries, okay. Does that help you figure
yeah, so
this
you,
out?
So you can't have fries. Yeah, I was going to say.
You can have hash browns. That's different.
If there was a loophole of like, you could eat the waffle fries, though, nope. Then there we go.
That's fries.
Now we got it, but nope, it's fries.
It's fries.
So I think, and this is every pair of pants you put on, right?
Everything, even shorts with the wet pockets.
Yeah,
you know?
Like let's say you change your pants, go out to like, you know, a nightclub out in Milwaukee.
There's the wet.
If and you're going to have wet pants. Girl danced up on you, you got wet pants, and she's like, you pissed yourself? You're like, I just have damn
yeah.
pants. Yeah. you know, yes, I did. Yep, silly me. I am going to have to go. So sneezing, though, is it like an obnoxious sneeze? Could it be like a
no? You're sneezing how you normally sneeze. You don't have to pick.
I already sneeze pretty loud. I just sneeze pretty loud.
Yikes!
Nice. This is a lose-lose.
See, I did a good one here.
I think, but honestly though, if I just turn, you can always get a side instead of fries. Like 9 times out of 10.
Oh, you have coleslaw from now on for the rest of your life.
I like coleslaw. I don't mind coleslaw. That'd be fine.
Just pick.
I think I'm gonna go with the. I would rather sneeze every time I ate fries.
Me too. I like tater tots more than fries anyways.
Oh, there you go. All right. That was a viable option.
And I love like potato salad.
I love sweet potatoes.
Like I take onion rings over french fries most of the time.
Give me the beef, boys.
Free my soul.
Free my soul.
And if I was going to have fries, I would just eat a whole handful at once.
Well, that'd be a huge sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not the biggest fry guy anyways.
I got to stop eating the french fries.
You lose weight.
Probably.
I know, I just had a salad for lunch today, and it had...
Oh, you're just so healthy, yes!
I'm starving now.
Yeah.
7:40, and I'm hungry.
Oh, he's
hungry.
He's a hungry boy. Let me feed you.
Anyways. All right.
Next question.
Sam Sports Corner.
Never mind.
I did not text him, so this might not go well.
It's time for the... Trusted name in sports.
The most trusted name in sports. Sam Sports Corner.
Sam, and he's in his little corner. We don't let him leave until he's done talking
about sports.
Sam Sports Corner on the Tommy Boy and the Squid Hotline.
Do you think he's
gonna
answer?
I hope so. Or this whole buildup.
I'll let you talk about the
Packer
game. Otherwise.
Okay, I'll drop the voice.
Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Hello.
Sam, are you ready for your corner?
You know what time it is. Get in your corner. Get in the corner.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Sports.
Sports time. Talk.
You know what
we
want to hear about this week.
You know why we're calling.
The Packers won a football game last
Yes.
Night.
They did it. 1-1, baby. Going to the Super Bowl.
I did not think they would win that game, actually. I'm very pessimistic right now about this season.
It definitely seems to be one that people are souring towards just due to the the lack of a star talent that is now wearing black and silver.
Let's talk about Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think, I mean, we'll figure it out, but it's just like there was no...
It was kind of a sloppy game, actually.
I think they played well. I think my biggest concern was the very little usage of the rookie receivers, who they're going to need to start trusting more.
Yeah, they're just not ready. No. They're not playing well. I don't know.
But the question is, are they really given time to shine? I mean, yeah, Christian Watson had that big drop in the Vikings game, for sure. But then it just looks like they're not being able to be fast enough, and then when they are used, it's more for short screens and quick end arounds, which don't really allow them to showcase a lot of talent. It's just very quick throws that they have to just catch and maybe get a few yards. It's not exactly highlight material.
Yeah, but those are the throws that get them into game flow instead of just trying to like do too much with new guys. You know, you got to get them adjusted to the game first before you know. Right. These guys weren't first round picks, surefire wide receivers coming out of the draft, so they can't be thrown into the fire right away.
Right.
I think Quadzilla is an entertaining player to watch.
The sauce, AJ Dillon.
Yeah, he is. I really like watching Aaron Jones, though.
Well, those two are an awesome team together.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones is a slicer and dicer, and Quadzilla is just there to mow people down. Kind of like Tommy's favorite player.
Last night, and I agree with this, I think Aaron Jones runs harder.
I agree. He doesn't run as hard as Eddie Lacy, but I agree.
All right.
We had thought about
it. I love Eddie Lacy.
Marry him.
The Brewers beat the Yankees in a series in Milwaukee. I saw that, yeah. They're playing the Mets right now.
It's all about the Mets, baby.
Going on.
Love the Mets.
Mets, baby.
Love the Mets.
Mets, baby.
Yeah.
Anything else, Sam?
Nothing else really too crazy. Just college sports kicking my ass.
Those are pretty crazy, though. I remember
those are pretty nuts.
Sam, I'll be at a college football game this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be down at Oxford Ole Miss game. I'll be in the Grove.
Oh, college boy, eh?
Very cool. Very nice.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. I was telling my cousins that I'm going with. I'm going to tell everybody down there at Ole Oxford, Ole Miss, that my name is Floater and I'm from Baton Rouge, and we'll see how that goes.
You'll get the shit kicked out of you.
Why? Floater?
Because the South don't take kindly to liars.
The South can't tell a hole in the wall from a bagel.
So the South can't broadside barn.
Me and Avery, we can go down south. They wouldn't know who we were. They would say, shoot, are you from Jackson, Mississippi?
I said, whose was it?
They say, you boys must be from Jefferson City. Wait, what were you saying about losing a demographic? Oh, were you saying about the South can't tell a hole in the wall from a bagel?
Yes.
Sam, I gotta shoot you straight. How many Southern boys you think listen to this podcast?
I'm gonna say at least zero.
I'm gonna say between -1 and 0.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's mostly Wisconsin people. I mean, it's pretty much
cool people. Yeah, cool people. Because it's not as hot as it is down south. It's pretty cool.
But Sam, we won't keep you for too long. You got any more sports? You good for the week?
There's not really else too much to talk about right now.
Fair enough. We'll catch you next Monday
Let you retire. You've been listening to Sam Sports Corner. Sam said Tommy Boy and the Squid.
He hung up.
Yeah.
He must have said it so loud the phone hung up.
That wasn't a cheer that Sam hung up. That was just a cheer. Good job, Sam. Great.
Now it's time for our Chris Collision. I did not text anyone tonight.
When worlds collide with Chris Collision.
Calling Chris Collision.
You ever been in a collision? I have twice. In 1 year. Wasn't good. The insurance payments are crazy.
What's up?
It's time for the Chris Collision.
Oh, you
didn't even text us.
Yeah, I was doing a fire drill tonight to see if you guys were on it.
It's a Chinese fire drill.
You want to collide with us or no?
Come on, Chris.
Yeah, I just ate some grapes.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Because they're grape.
They're grape. I'm going to tie her to the radiator and grape you all night long.
Yeah. Gonna grape you in the mouth. He's gonna what?
Collide. Avery, that just...
Chris, collide with us for a minute. What you got for us?
Talk about your collision.
We already talked about sports. The Brewers winning one game and the Packers winning.
The Brewers won two, though.
Well, Sam only said one, so how else would we know?
He said they won a series.
Ah. Same thing.
Well, I've been looking at more Ford Broncos and salivating.
I think you should get one. You only live once. It's too short to drive a boring car.
Get one.
We'll get you with a salesman that can get the numbers right.
Get one and then just avoid a collision with them. Sorry. Still had to work in the name.
But I don't think a Bronco's going to fit in your parking garage.
It is not. I'm going to have to lift up this apartment complex.
He's pretty strong.
Now, your Chevy Cruze, is that car paid off?
Yeah, I paid straight cash, homie.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I sold it to you. Homie! I forgot, though. Now, in theory, though, what if you stored your Bronco in my garage and kept the Cruze and you had a weekend cruiser? Mm. Well, not the Cruze. You had a weekend driver.
And
you just want the Bronco at your place so you can drive it?
No, I'm not a Ford fan.
Yes.
No, I'm not a Ford fan.
Yes.
I have.
Yeah, but Bronco's not really a Ford.
Tell me about that. Let's collide about this.
It's really more like an OJ.
Oh, no. All right. What does juice have to do with this?
I think it would be funny if you got a white one and you put the OJ on the side.
The license plate.
Like a boat?
If you could make
it's like you put a boat like name on it and put like Milwaukee, Wisconsin on it like it's a boat.
With a bumper sticker of I didn't do it.
Ooh.
Or allegedly.
Glove don't fit. Finish line.
That would be funny. You would be... The pictures would be taken of you driving around.
Just a bunch of stickers of OJ with the glove on, like trying to fit it on.
On the windshield? Or like on the back windshield?
Got both.
Or do a wrap of it with that.
I think you should get a Bronco, man. I'm serious.
Then get in a cop chase.
I know. I'll talk to my cop friends and make sure they won't hunt me down or anything.
Yeah, why would any of us hunt you down?
Because he's driving a Ford down the California highway.
It's Milwaukee.
He'll drive to California.
Well, yeah, well, you take I-5.
Yeah, that's true. 5 to the 405 and get out of town.
Well, just make sure you're not wearing gloves. Yeah. They won't fit.
That's a good point, too.
So, last weekend, I was down in Florida.
Yeah, I saw that you had fun. It looks like you were party hardy.
Yeah, we sunk a boat.
Yeah,
I saw that, and I almost said, "Did you sink that boat, or did you find it sunk?"
No, we took it out Saturday afternoon.
Whose boat was it? A rental?
What's that?
Was it a rental?
Well, it belonged to a rental business, but it was my friend's friend.
Oh, we'll go with that for legal reasons.
What's his name?
Fabio. Oh,
very exotic.
Tell me more about the sunken boat, because when I saw the picture, I just thought it was like a Florida aesthetic, but now I hear felony. Nope.
We took it out Saturday afternoon around 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Sure.
Get back around 9:30 after I almost drowned because the current was way too strong.
Sounds like a really bad time.
And I had two beers in my hands weighing me down.
Oh!
Yeah, it's the worst.
Crap.
24 ounces
so I was just floating on my back, but he picked me up and then... woke up the next morning after we were out in the club till 8 a.m.
I could not do that at my age anymore. Maybe I could.
At your age, like, you're starting like you're an old man. I love
you. Let him finish. Don't tell the story.
Sorry, Chris.
And then had breakfast, came back to the Airbnb and got a text saying that the boat was sunk and that he had to pay a sizable amount of money to get it out of the water.
How did it sink? Unless you left the plugs out, how would it sink?
Apparently the seal cracked.
Oh, did you run it on like some sand or something?
He must have.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, we've driven a boat once or twice.
Yeah.
I've been
on. I mean, I do have my skipper on the line.
I have been on the boat once or twice.
Once? We've all been on the boat once?
I've been on a boat once or twice, two times in total.
Chris, that was a good collision story, though. I like that.
The boat collided with sand.
All right, we'll let you go, though. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah, man.
Okay, sounds good.
See later, Skater. Go get that car. Goodbye.
You have been colliding with Chris. It's collision.
I have to say, that was some good collisions we just had. We got Bronco collision and boat collision.
So many collisions.
All right, good. I just wrote a little thing because we were actually going for a while. My pizzerita is almost gone.
Mine's a couple sips away.
Mm-hmm. What are you most looking forward to fall? Good question.
Good question. Give him an answer.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
So I felt it today the first time. When I got home from work, I was just doing some stuff in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I'm doing stuff in the backyard. I don't know why. I think it just might be a part of when you own a house, you go do stuff in the backyard. I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
What kind of stuff in the backyard?
Can I be honest? Like, you're probably going to make fun of me for this.
Yep.
I went out and bought a matching black suitcase to my CTSV. And I was out there making sure it would fit in the trunk. The trunk is very small. And I was out there. That's where I'm at in life right now.
That's the most first world problem I have ever heard in my
life. I was making sure the
matching... Does my suitcase match my car that no one will see when I have my suitcase?
I was making sure that my black suitcase would fit in my Cadillac. It is when you say it.
It's not doing stuff in your yard. Like, it's like yard work.
No.
Breaking leaves,
no,
mowing the lawn.
I was also, though, because I was at the... The dog was out a lot. We've had a couple big snakes in the backyard, so I went and walked everywhere before I let the dog out too.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, I think Jordan would be upset if his dog got attacked by a snake.
That wouldn't be great.
Yep, and I've been slowly cleaning up, just getting ready for winter.
Was this before or after you had to do a check to see if your suitcase would fit in your car?
It was before. Now, you want to talk about first world problems? I also walked the backyard for like pool toys that blew out of the pool because I now have a lawn service come here every Wednesday to do my yard.
Yep. It's like the biggest not problem. I mean, you have to get out of the way. I get it, but
it's I'm so ironic. Like,
it's not ironic, but it's just,
No, but like, I'm not, it's not ironic. It's unassuming. Like, you know, this is not a big house. I literally tried to buy the most up north house on the state line ever, you know?
You bought the closest house to the Nickel.
Oh, listen, brother, I didn't go to... You know what I bought this house? I'd never been to the Wooden Nickel.
That's true.
But yeah, okay. But back when I was outside of the backyard today, it was 68. It was, you know, there's a good little crisp in the air. Yeah. I love that. We only get like 6 weeks of it, maybe less.
And then it turns into a bite.
Yeah, then it sucks.
Then it's bad.
Then it's sad, very cold Wisconsin for 4 months.
You don't want to be outside.
No. But yeah, I like those crisp nights, like bonfires, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We'll have a couple here.
Drinking a bush apple.
Having a bush lot at my bonfire. That's what it's like to drive a Chevy Silverado.
What?
So Chevy Silverado good, Ford F-150 bad.
If that's the one thing you got to take away from this podcast.
You know, Chris said I wanted to drive the Bronco. I would not drive the Ford.
Really? I think you'd want to give it a spin to see if it's worth the hype. I would. I'm not even.
I mean, I would ask if I could drive it one time.
Just to see.
I'm a Jeep guy. That's, you know, I mean. My Jeep back there. I've only had two Fords in my life. In college, my dad said, "Here's a 2012 Ford Mustang. You can drive it for a few months." And of course, I was in college, so I said, "Okay."
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, Dad." And sure. My second company truck was a 2017 F-150. That's it for me. Well, tell me about your fall reminiscences.
I am. Honestly, the most exciting thing I'm happy to do, and I probably will get to do this weekend, is I love hiking in the fall.
Yeah!
It's probably my favorite thing.
I know if I'm not here, you gotta go hike.
It's my only time to really do it. I mean, you can do it in the winter, too. I've enjoyed that, just because the snow and stuff. Really, the issue is when you get deep in the woods, it's the bugs. The bugs are, like, just the most annoying part. They are a good, like, pusher to keep going, but then when you get out and you're all bit up. In the fall, after, you know, there aren't as many bugs in the fall. The weather is that nice temperate. You know, you can do shorts, and if you're going to sweat like me, because I'm a bigger guy, you're going to be, you know, it's okay. You know, it's not going to be like, you know, you can be out there for so many hours and be fine.
Yeah.
It's good enough weather to be out for as
long
as you
can. So we both kind of like the Christmas.
As long as you're going to be moving, yeah. But then, yeah. And then just the, you know, the you know, I'm gonna, you know, I'm not sounding like, you know, your typical white girl, but you know, the colors just start changing, and everything looks just so great to take pictures with.
All right, you have 2 seconds, and I need another seltzerita.
No, that's pretty much it. That's my number one thing.
Yeah, we like the weather.
The weather would be nice.
It is beautiful in Wisconsin in the fall. Happy fall, y'all. We'll be right back.
Get yourself pumpkins. Oh, my God.
And we're back. And now we have the strawberry.
Strawberry.
Mine's actually got some real strawberry. I'm just kidding. Now, the strawberry and the lime are the ones that obviously caught my attention the most because I think those are the two most common marg flavors.
Correct.
Crack. Sniff. It smells like strawberry. Strawberry.
Surprising.
That's fire. That's really good.
Very good. That'll be good.
That almost tastes margarita-y, like not like a canned beverage. Like if you put this on ice, mix it with a little strawberry puree.
A little tequila.
That'll really hammer it home. That'll really get you hammered home.
I like this because it's not as sweet as the other ones.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot less.
A lot less sweet. Yeah. Avery.
Yes, that's my name. Don't wear it out, Captain.
No, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
It's been argued a lot, especially over the last 20 years.
Philosophers for 20 eons, years have been decades. Have been philosophizing over this topic. And we're going to do that here. I don't know what it is. Let's find out. Tomboy, tell us what it is.
Wings. Boneless or bone-in?
Mm. What is the occasion?
That's always my first question, too. Mm-hmm. But
it does matter.
It does. Kind of, to me.
Yes.
I just want your original take. I'm not giving you occasion.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
What do I enjoy
more?
The bone-in, personally.
Yeah.
I enjoy that more.
Good.
But the occasion matters. If it's something where I need to impress people, because I'm a very messy eater, I will not do a bone-in. I'll do a boneless. Just so I can have utensils to look more polite.
Now you don't have sauce under your fingernails.
And for me, it's always over, like, around, like, all over my face.
I will say, though, you are somehow a sauce on the tip of your nose kind of guy. Yes. I don't know how it happens.
I take too big of bites.
I get the sauce.
I throw the whole burger into, like, my sack.
Just rubbing it in?
Pretty much. Because I eat very quick. But yeah, no, but if it's like, I'm just chilling with the boys, no problem, or just watching a game, or I make them at home for myself, bone in all the time. It's probably the best. But if we're in polite society and a big group of people, or, you know, somewhere where I want to impress, just give me the boneless so I can dissect them with the fork and knife, and then I can dip the ranch and all of that. Cause with the bone in, I don't use the sauces at all. It's for me, it just doesn't
It's
make
harder
sense
to dip the ranch.
Yeah. Then I'm not going to pour them on top of the wings like a crazy person. So.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
I think it just adds more sauce to your fingers. So you like gotta use more napkins and it just gets more slathered more in your face. It's just, I don't use them. I don't use the sauces on that. So if you give me the boneless, then yeah, I'll use the sauce on that.
So you brought up the situation right away and I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that's important, but for me, there are places, there are two places in town that the boneless wings they make just hold the sauce so much better, so you get more sauce,
yeah,
you can hold the ranch, like, it depends where it is. Of course, at work, you see always get traditional wings for everybody at lunch, but now I'm thinking about it.
We get boneless wings at lunch.
Well, I know, but you've not worked there for as long as me, so I used to do traditional a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because before the world got crazy, Buffalo Wild Wings, buy one, get one free, traditional wings on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, I'm normally around the branch. I would do that often.
Right.
Good deal. You get a ton of wings for not a lot of money. I would get like 150 wings for $90.
Right.
It was great.
I have a question for you after we finish the conversation.
Okay.
So.
Good. So I was getting traditional wings, and literally, me, you know, the sales reps and the front people were just getting covered in sauce. Mm-hmm. Then I think about it, we got all the mechanics that have been literally grabbing the oil, the dirtiest things all day. Coming right in.
I've watched one of them break fluid off their fingertips in their mouth.
Yep. So I'm like, this is a better sanitary choice for not only people that are on keyboards, but working on machines all day. Mm-hmm. It is better at a work situation, especially when a shop is involved,
yes,
to get boneless wings.
Yes.
probably since you've been there, you've only seen me get boneless wings.
Yes.
And either way, then they're going for the fries with their hands, so it almost defeats the purpose.
They wash them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, some occasionally.
Some of them. So my question to you then.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Okay, but at the end of the day, am I boneless or bone-in? Depends. Not the adult diaper brand.
Decisive.
I cannot pick one. I cannot pick one at this point. I can't. I don't know why you're laughing.
So decide. You know, do I like the color red or the color blue? I don't know. Wow, dude, make up your mind.
Both.
It
don't matter.
It's a coin toss. All right, so my question to you then is.
Sure. Oh, wait, I have a question for you after you're done talking.
No way.
Stop with the voice, I'm God. Sorry.
Do you think Buffalo Wild Wings are worth the hype or are overrated?
Overrated.
I think they're overrated greatly.
I even say the same thing for Wingstop.
Wingstop's better than B-Dubs for sure, but yeah, I agree.
The only thing, I mean, I'm going to say the three biggest wing places, chains in the United States, mm-hmm. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, yep. Quaker Steak and Lube.
Don't know the last one, but yeah, sure. Well,
Quaker Steak and Lube used to have four locations in Wisconsin. They closed to Point Burger Bar.
They closed to what?
Point Burger Bar.
I haven't been there either.
Okay, that's fine. So in college, the main reason I ballooned up to 300 pounds is on Tuesdays and Thursdays at
Fat Jack's. Steak
and, no.
Oh, not there? They have this location.
Listen,
there.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
No, I'm just relating to mine.
I know you're running your trap. You close your trap.
All right. He's in the trap. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Tuesdays and Thursdays in Janesville, there's a Quaker Steak and Lube. They had 26 sauces and like really good sauces. Mm. You could do all you can eat wings and fries for $12. And, like, we would literally go there at least once a week, Tuesday or Thursday. Tuesday's boneless, Thursday's traditional. Mm. And like, they had this sauce called Buckeye Barbecue, one of the best wing sauce I ever had. Mm. I would, either way, boneless or bone-in. It was just so good. Mm-hmm. So, I think, what was your question?
Is B-Dubs overrated or underrated? Or, I guess, worth the hype or overrated?
Okay, let me get back on track.
Yeah.
B-Dubs, Quaker Steak and Lube, Wingstop, and Hooters are the big wing chains?
Sure, yeah.
All four underrated.
Overrated, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Overrated. If you want the best wings, you're going to find at a bar where they have six different sauces.
Yes.
Not 40 sauces.
100%. Yep. Yeah. Where they can really focus on it. Because I was going to say.
Have you had Johnny's Wings?
No. I'll go in there one time.
Okay, we're going to go there more.
Let's go there.
I love their wings.
Oh, no.
There's three really good wing places in Kenosha. I put them at number two.
Impressive. Yeah, there's one place up in Green Bay that does pretty good.
Oh, there's only one in Green Bay?
No, there's not one. I'm just saying it's a chain. I think they're through a couple places, but it's called Legend Larry's.
I've never heard of it.
They've done very there. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. There's one in Plymouth, I know for sure. There's one in Green Bay that's by the university, so it's like almost out of town.
Yeah.
University of Green Bay is
Well, here's Green Bay. Bay. Here's the school up here.
Yeah, the school's nowhere near the city. Not even close.
What bars are by the university?
No
bars. How do they go out?
No bars by the university.
Long Ubers?
They have to shuttle, yeah.
They have a shuttle?
I have no idea. Oh. They have to, though. They would have to. There's nothing by there.
Hmm.
Like, I went there in, like, middle school for, like, camps and stuff. Like, summer camps. You'd be in, like, college. It would be like living college, except you're in middle school and you can't drink. It's pretty sweet. But, yeah, no, it's out in
it's
the middle.
It's a horrible location. I mean, because back when I, first started working, we had a job all the way up in Sturgeon Bay.
Yep.
And I would drive past the split where it says Green Bay, University of Green Bay. I was like, why would they ever put a school
way out there?
All the way out there. But where are the good wings? You said Legendaries?
Legendaries. There's a place out by there. And I haven't gone there personally, but my family has, and they've enjoyed it a lot. And I know they've expanded out a couple other places, too. And, that's pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, when I was at that campus, it's a really nice campus. I mean, if you like being secluded from everything and really focusing on the in-campus stuff, they had a good place to facilitate that. If you wanted to watch D1, like if you were a big basketball fan, they were the place to go for the longest time. I watched their D1 programs a lot, men and women's. It was pretty cool.
I always forget that we have a UW Green Bay.
Yeah, it's a pretty – I mean, their logo is pretty cool. They're actually the only – university in the United States to be named the Phoenix.
Yeah.
They're the only ones to have that name. And Yeah, I mean, they do have some pretty cool stuff to be a part of their campus, but it's it is kind of forgettable. I mean, especially with the other cities around.
It's We're going to do a segment on that next week of best UW schools.
You know what it is, though? I think it's because they don't have a football program, or not a very predominant one. Because, like...
They're also Division III, too, though.
Are they? Well, we're Division III, but still we know about the other Division III schools. Like you know, Stevens Point, Eclair.
Stop. We're going to talk about this next week.
Yeah.
We're going to do a 3-2-1 UW schools.
I'm just saying.
Can't pick Whitewater.
Can't pick Madison, either.
You pick Madison.
Well, they're... Okay. Fine. Sure, sure. But yeah, no, I guess bringing it back to that wings thing. Yeah. So, like, for me, what it was like, the last part of senior year was Fat Jacks and Whitewater had their wing night.
I thought those wings were, like, a 4 out of 10, but they were cheap.
They were cheap, yeah. Yep. They were not bad, actually. I always had them with the Boom Boom sauce.
I love that. Was my favorite, too.
That was the one I did.
Well, the shrimp I had at Johnny's, that's basically Dynamite and Boom Boom is the same thing.
They're very good. And then there was also, I mean, Real McCoy's also had that, too.
Okay, so I've only been there one time.
Really?
It was with our boss leaving a job site. He was very impressed. The food was awesome.
I love Rim McCoy's. That's one of my favorite Whitewater spots.
But
it's not really even Whitewater. It's
Cold Spring.
But it's in that, I guess, in that city.
It's close. 12 minutes away.
That would be their fish fry, too, dude. Pretty solid. You know why? Because they also have potato pancakes.
We'll be around this Friday, but we need to do, next time we plan to go to Johnny's, do wings for the appetizers so you can try them in the Dynamite, and then we'll do the fish fry.
We got to get there early.
It's going to be one. I'll leave right after. I was going to say you're going to have to leave work. And
I'll pack some clothes.
You'll be fine. Shower works here.
Yep.
All right, good. The wing discussion went for 10 minutes. Didn't think it would. All right.
I can talk about wings all day. See my double chin?
You see my double chin? See my double chin? You know it's cheese curds and chicken
wings. I've had a couple wings in my time.
All right. What was your, growing up, what was your dream job that you wanted to do?
I wanted to be a pop star when I was a kid. Daytime.
Really?
Yeah, I actually thought of that on the way down. I thought I would be like the next Michael Jackson.
No way.
That did not work.
What happened?
I went to high school. I still had that up until through like middle school because I was like the shit in middle school. But middle school was like 40 people.
Oh.
And then I went to high school and I met people who could actually like play an instrument and write music and all that. I'm like,
it's not happening.
I'm like, you know what?
Me and you could still be comedians though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We could be, it could be how funny we're not funny, and that would be why.
We are funny looking. Funny looking. Good high five.
Anyways.
So I wanted to be pretty much going into high school. I want to be a marine biologist.
Oh, okay.
Big into water still, you know.
Yeah.
And then I found out there's a study called limnology, which is basically marine biology for freshwater.
Right.
You had to go to Stevens Point, and I wasn't doing that.
Boo!
We'll talk about that more next week.
Get pointed, idiot.
But I was always big into fishing, so I thought I would go to Madison, be some professional bass fisherman, fishing down in Tennessee and Kentucky.
That sounds fun. But
and now I'm a salesman.
Sales.
I am. But yeah, I always thought I would go into that, but so my next question is, what happened? You kind of said it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go to University of South Carolina for it. Okay. I wasn't going to go to Stevens Point.
Yeah.
I maybe called selfish on me to me, but.
It worked out.
So other than people being more talented than you, what happened?
Yeah, no, that was pretty much, it was just like, well, I am lacking the creativity in that, and I don't think, I also like physically, those weren't a lot of, I listened to a lot of pop music, obviously, and it was like my voice type.
You're not a bad singer.
I'm not a bad singer. Thank you. But it's just like what's popular in pop music is not my voice type. I would be maybe okay in like a country music setting, but I'm not country enough. You know, I don't have the twang, I don't have the draw. I could pick it up, I guess, but it was like.
Yeah, but that's weird though. Now you have people like Kane Brown, and you have people like that. That viral song on Haley Witters. She's from Iowa.
Yeah.
They don't have a twang in Iowa.
She has a twang if she sings, though.
Yeah, she does, though, which is unusual.
And I sound bad when I put on a twang.
Twang it up.
So I was like, well.
We saw her live.
We did.
That was crazy. We didn't talk about it last weekend.
She had a very nice dress. It was very cute.
She was super. I would marry her. I messaged her.
She's cute.
Asked for a number.
It was very nice.
I shot my shot. No one will ever say Tommy's ever does not shoot a shot.
I mean, shy shot.
Yeah.
So there's like 80 other people there.
She didn't see my receding hairline.
Wow.
That would have sold her.
Just winner on the money.
Yeah, thank you.
If your looks and personality don't win her heart, just use your money.
So basically you're saying reality hits you?
Well, yeah, it's just like, yeah, that probably wouldn't. It's just like, nah, that's not going to be what, that's just not how the card's going to play out, I don't think. Yeah, and I'm happy where I ended up, though. The ride's been fun.
I agree.
Thought about that on the way down for some reason. Oh, I was listening to Michael Jackson on the way down. I'm like, I thought I was going to be the next. Yeah, it was the album where like he died right before, and then that one came out.
So I'll tell you what happened to me. Yeah. You figured it out just because you realized.
I was like, that's was friends with people who are like, these people are, they can do a lot more than I can.
Yeah.
And they still won't, you know,
they won't reach that major goal,
right? Yeah. So it's like, well.
What happened to me? I got into cars.
That's, you can't put cars in the ocean, Tom.
You can't.
You can't.
Well, they do make some, you know, amphibious cars, but I got into cars, started to do car sales, started to love sales, switched all my college stuff to sales and marketing. And now I'm the best salesman, probably the third best salesman I know.
Who's number one?
Probably my dad.
No, oh, yeah.
He's been doing
it. Go hug your dad.
He's probably been doing it like 60 years longer than me, though.
He's not that old.
Yeah. Funny, we're going to talk about that later. And then one last question, we'll wrap this one up.
Mm.
You know, people say when they retire, they do a new job just to pass the time. Mm. What would that end of life, not just end of life, but like later in life job be?
What do you want to do at the end of your life? I don't know, live longer. Whoa, really insightful.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
No, I got you. I'm just giving you shit. Like a hobby, or
is it's a hobby job, but it's still gonna, you're still making money. Like if there's anything you could go and do, let's say you've been a salesman now the last 35 years. What do you do now?
Honestly, I'd love to be like a beach bum in like a beach bum band. Honestly, at the end.
Oh sure,
like,
okay.
Play a couple bars down, like. There was this guy, I was down in South Carolina for a spring break, and this dude came out, again, all of it real ultra music, I'd like that to still be a part of my life,
yeah.
Even later. This dude, he looked like the Big Lebowski, you know, hippie hair, had a full-on, like, tie-dye, like, loose 70s shirt with matching, like, bell-bottom pants, sure. You know, and he was just going out, just at a bar out on the coast, and that's kind of
that is sweet.
Yeah. That would be that was a gig, you know, just get a couple.
Money doesn't matter, but you like to get more money.
You get enough. Well, like it's if I'm gonna do something, because when you're retired, that's the one thing I fear is like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
for the rest of until I can't basically move anymore, I want to do that.
Sure, that is actually a very good answer. You want to ask me,
Tommy, what do you want to do with the rest of your life when you can't work no more?
I will keep doing this job that I'm in.
That's not a good...
No, seriously.
That's not a... You got to be different.
Well, okay. If I had to do something, there was two things that came to mind.
Oh, there's another thing for me, too. But okay. Yeah, keep
going. But it's still sales. I do think I was put on this earth to sell something.
Right.
I'm a Shabadoo.
Sell me this pen. Sell me your pen.
All right. That's fine, Avery. Oh,
I'm giving you shit.
No, I'll sell it to you. Here. Here's a piece of paper.
All right.
This is a check written out to you.
For $1 million.
$1 million. I just need you to sign it. It's yours.
I don't have a pen.
I'll tell you what. You got that check for mine. I'll give you a pen. You give me $100. We got a deal?
That sounds like a great
deal. All right. That easy.
Wolf of Wall Street. You know, actually, for an interview, I had to do that. I had to sell somebody a pen.
You want to do another one?
No, I'm sharing.
Okay. I'm
no, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going with your answer.
Either way. So I'd love to keep doing the job I do, but if I got out of it, I'd love to sell like a high dollar thing. I'd love to sell either like yachts or I'd like, because all across the US now there's Gateway Classic Cars and it's up. Hot Rod Classic Car dealership. Sell that.
Like those, what about the guys that like flip the cars? Maybe
no, custom? I want to just sell. I don't want to worry about all that stuff.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying do the salesman on like those flip custom ones.
I would do that too. If selling cars is it, I would be good at it. You know, I know everything there is to know about cars.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got anything else, or should we finally get into that line, Margarita?
I would say the other one that I would want to do.
Awesome, good.
Is the and this would be a backup in case just like either I won the lottery or just completely hit rock bottom and just start all over. I would want to commentate sports for sure.
You would do a good job. I think with
that
it too.
That's always something that like as a kid I was always into, and then you know always working my way up. There's a couple that I really enjoy listening to, and I would really like to be. It'd be a really big honor to be held in the same regard as them. Like guys like Kevin Harlan
yep.
is one of my favorites for sure. Cause he
has some of the most ridiculous outbursts out there, but it's amazing. He was yelling at this. So he did the radio coverage for the Super Bowl when I think it was Tampa Bay and the Chiefs. And the streaker runs out in the field and he's wearing like a tutu and like a bra and all this kind of stuff. He's running. And him on the radio, it's just like, oh, come on, pull up your pants, take off the bra and be a man. Oh, on the radio of the Super Bowl. The dude is amazing. He's so electric in the booth. And if I could have that same electricity, that'd be something that'd be really cool. But that takes
you have that electricity.
That would
you
be just don't know it yet. Yeah. So that'd be really cool. That'd be the other side. If I had to retire, and I could just be old. This is Bob Dinkler. Here we're gonna watch the Yankees take on the Red Sox, and that's a outside ball. And my wife left me yesterday, but that's okay. God. It's a 2-1 count, and there's Castellanos hitting a ground ball to the shortstop, and that's.
That's the play.
That's the dream.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Good segment.
Tommy and I are going to a strip club.
No, we're not. It's a Monday night. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
This is the classic line. This is what I'm most excited about. I say best for us.
Yep.
Smells funny.
I'm sorry, people. We're not actually going to a strip club. I just wanted to catch your attention.
Hold on.
It's very limey, very tart.
That's not trivia. I don't know if I like the strawberry or this more.
This does taste the most like a margarita to me. It has that tequila-y aftertaste.
I like this a lot. Mm-hmm. I would buy a 12-pack of just this. Mm. Drinking in the boat, drinking in the pool.
I think I would.
I would do half strawberry, half lime.
That's what I would say. I go half.
And mix them together.
Even with a lime and a coconut, you mix it all up. So, but yeah.
I would say this is the most refreshing of them.
I wouldn't say. I think the strawberry was a little bit more. This one's
the strawberry might be the best one.
It's the very tart aftertaste that hangs around. If you love margaritas, this will be the one for you. It definitely is the strongest to the name. For sure. Me personally, it reminds me a little too much of tequila. I've had nights with tequila. We'll probably have a few more, but. This will definitely be something you enjoy if you're a big fan of margaritas, for sure.
I almost wish that, like, I think if I pour this straight in a cup, knock some of the seltzer out, I might like it more. Because it's very, this one feels like extra bubbly, too. See, we're both burping on this one.
Both burping, both slurping.
Both burping. What's your dream car?
My dream car?
That's the first thing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's a weird question. Mine might even surprise you.
I think originally... Or like the big one, like I want to build it up. The first car I want to buy classically would be a Chevy Nova, I believe a 1972 Chevy Nova.
Sure.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, popular car.
That'd be one I'd want to start with. Make it either black with gold accents or a different color, I guess. I don't really figure that out. Working my way up, I guess, getting a little bit more money. There's this one.
I'll help you with it here.
I'm basing this off a Hot Wheel.
Okay.
But it is a real car. It's a real car. Yep. And it would be, and I don't think they make it like they do the Hot Wheel, but it's a very historic car. I probably will never actually own this, but I would love to maybe at least drive a Shelby Daytona.
A real one.
A real one, yeah. That they use for like racing and stuff.
That would be sweet.
Those would be really sweet. There's one that I had. It was that coupe with the back window.
That's a good choice. I am proud of you right now.
The worst part, though, was, and this is my own bias, is that it was, I'd want it like the car, but I hate the colors. I just hate the main color.
Okay.
And it's that bright banana. Wait,
are you thinking the blue and white, though, like the original? No.
The blue and white is cool. I like that a lot. Okay. The one that my Hot Wheel was like a bright banana yellow with like that Daytona blue stripes down the middle.
Oh, no. I would need the blue and white, or I want black and white, black car, white stripes.
That'd be very cool, too. I had two... I had these two old Corvette ones that were like the Stingray models, like the C3, maybe in like C2 into C3, like the old racer types. One was like maroon and that, like all the racing things looked like a Daytona similar style.
Yeah.
And then one was black and white and it was like that. And I had them be like,
so the one that looks similar to the Shelby is like a 63 to 68.
Yeah. But it was something like that. Yeah. But those were cool.
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah, but that would be what I'd want to work up to. But, I mean, honestly, if I was able to get one part of me would want that to be that bright yellow blue stripe down.
Just because of what it was.
Yeah, it was two stripes down the middle.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were really cool.
I don't know the color code anymore because, once again, not a big Ford guy, but I know the yellow you're talking about.
I don't know. It was like similar to the mango color here.
Yep, it's not. It's like one shade more yellow than my legal pad right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll look it up after the podcast.
So my car would be, and you're familiar with my Cadillac,
yep,
which kind of is one of my dream cars.
I hit one of those cars.
I hope you did not hit a V, because they did not make a lot of Vs.
I hit a coupe.
They hit the CTS coupes.
I hit a CTS coupe at the golf cart when I was 13.
Yep. So I want a 77 Pontiac Trans Am, like Smokey and the Bandit car.
Right.
Little bigger wheels.
T-top?
Dude, you've seen my Firebird.
You can't wash it.
Does it have T-top?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Never seen my Firebird?
I've seen it. I don't remember it.
Of course it has T-tops, yeah.
Okay. Those are kind of harder to wash.
Mine is not. Mine is a 2001 with only 90,000 original miles.
Yeah, I meant with like the old T-tops are very hard to
clean. Yeah, it's true, but you got to have it with T-top.
Sure.
77 Trans Am, black, Gold Eagle, gold wheels. I lower it, bigger wheels. I want the same interior and engine as my CTS-V. So a 600 horsepower, very comfortable interior, not super modern.
I think you'd have to change everything on that
car. You would. Yeah. But this is a dream car.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a $250,000 build. To find a 77 TA,
you're in decent condition.
In great, well, great condition.
Thing. That's the hard thing.
It's a big build.
Oh, for sure. I mean, my family has one. That's a 78.
Coupe. Same body.
Like one year after it got big. But it's like the body's starting to rust. Like, it's in actually probably a pretty solid condition.
6 out of 10, would you say?
But the body's rusting out a little bit, and then the engine needs it, and you know, parents throwing some money into that to fix it up.
You should have a picture of it.
It's expensive to fix that thing. I don't even know if he's really even doing it, but apparently I'm going to get that at some point in life, so.
You better.
That'd be fun. Well, I mean, you know.
Is it black? No, it's not black.
It's red.
Yep.
I like that, because that's back to school. Will Ferrell, the Red Dragon.
Yep.
That's what my dad calls it. Babe, I'm just going to tap the Red Dragon tonight.
I'd say, like, my dream daily driver, and this is hard to even say now because I think I have it now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would take, like, I don't even know the color because you guys all see colors differently than me. But I would probably take a yellow.
Okay.
Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat wide body.
All right, sure.
I mean, now they're 90-100 grand.
Yeah,
that'd be a fun daily.
It'd be fun. Yeah, no. I took my high school prom date to prom. Well, you know, prom date to prom.
Pram
in a Challenger. So it was
kind of fun. Yeah.
The glitter on her dress is still in the seats.
No way.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Well, it's like that mesh with a bunch of holes in it. So right there, she came and vacuuming her out. So
no, my Charger had the same interior.
The seat sparkles.
Nice. All right. Now, I want you to go into detail this because it's been an ongoing argument for quite a while.
All right.
And I know you've had grants. You've had a lot of research.
Philosophers have philosophized about this topic for at least 2 minutes.
Is your father older or younger than you? Here.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast, I have in front of me the extensive research I have committed myself to in the past 2.5 months. And I think tonight we finally hit a conclusion.
No.
Yeah, I think so. You can't get it. <I'm just
kidding. laughs> if for an audio visual, I've just been putting the mic into his mouth.
Right here.
Right now.
This evidence in front of me inconclusively states that my dad and I are in fact the same age.
How?
Down to the minute.
What?
Yep. It defies.
Where did this information come from?
Modern medicine. Well, see, there's a lot of things we had to narrow down here, right?
Oh my God. I never even considered that.
My dad.
You're not twins.
No.
No. Oh, no. That would be crazy.
That would be... What? No. My dad doesn't remember.
That's episode title. Episode 50, Avery and his
the research the same is age. In. The research is in. My dad does not remember 9/11. Neither do I.
Well, that's crazy.
That's pretty nuts. My dad can legally drink.
So can you.
So can I.
My dad. That is polarizing.
I know.
Can you drive?
My dad can't. Well, he can't drink and drive.
No. Well.
According to the police.
Yeah, according to Illinois.
My dad.
But you guys can both drink, too.
Both can drink
together. And drive.
And drive at some point.
Can you guys legally own a gun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is happening? Oh,
yeah.
This is making more and more sense.
My dad. Mm-hmm. Right? He.
Yeah.
His grandpa.
Oh.
Is the same age as my grandpa.
No.
Yep.
No.
His dad, I should say, is the same age as my grandpa.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Kind of nuts. My dad. Right?
This is polarizing.
I hope he never listens to this. This is the dumbest thing. My dad. So for those of you who don't know where this all
is going on for months,
my morning announcement, if you don't follow me on Snapchat, probably wise, but I do this thing for my streaks called my morning announcements. And since at least August, after talking with a good friend of ours, I started to ask the question, I think my dad is older than me.
Younger.
Oh, I don't know what I said to her, but yeah.
Is my dad younger than
now
me?
I've been on a downward spiral for about a couple months. I've been in a legal dispute.
That announcement made this episode 50.
That will be it's a big reveal. I've been at it for 2.5 months with legal disputes and highs and lows, and that is what the research has decided. So yeah, I guess that takes the winds out of the sails for the morning announcements for now. I was hoping to milk it for a little while longer.
We don't know how old your mom is, though.
She's 32.
So she's older than you?
Yeah. Well, there's no question there, right?
You and your dad are the same age, but your mom is 32.
Oh, yeah.
Cradle robber! That was a really good announcement for this podcast.
Thank you. You heard it here first. If you're here because I posted on my morning announcement tomorrow, please stick around.
That could be a good one.
That will be.
Well, Avery, cheers to you knowing your dad's age. One last question for you, Avery. What's your least favorite race? I know mine. It's quite easy to pick.
Now listen. I know these two have different cultures and different histories, but they're basically the same race.
Sure.
The Henry Ford 200 and the Camping World 300 the exact same race. They're
so similar.
They're the exact same. Don't tell me they have all these different intricacies and differences in culture. It's the same race. D tier.
Okay. I agree. Now mine. Historically.
Please don't mean it's a bit.
Has been the most loved and the most hated race. Mm-hmm. Coming from the South, the Daytona 500.
That's wrong. That's not the worst. You are fundamentally wrong. You don't know a thing about what you're talking about. That is
I know my thing about races.
That is the Super Bowl of races right there.
No.
Yes.
People love to hate it, and they hate to love it. Tell me I'm wrong.
You are 100% wrong. That is, if you win the Daytona 500, that's the start of their season. It's very interesting because NASCAR, their biggest race at the start, end.
This is what is your least favorite race? I told you.
How is that your least favorite? That is the biggest spectacle. It kicks off the NASCAR season. That is the best race of the season by far. I mean, though it is.
I was joking though. I want to get your
T's and P's. That is the one that took away Dale Earnhardt Sr. T's and P's. He died during Daytona 500. You're laughing. That's not even a joke.
It's just how you changed your tone so quickly.
Man was hell on wheels. He was the Intimidator.
All right. Now, I actually do have a least favorite race.
All right.
Hold on.
Think about it.
This one has caused a problem since 2006, and it's been going up and up. ever since its debut. It killed one of the greatest. Doc Hudson, the Piston Cup.
No! He pissed in his cup!
Oh, I bet they really spooked
you
there.
You gotta
turn. Piston Cup is my least favorite
you
race.
Yeah, you gotta turn right to turn left. Turn right to turn left. Opposite world!
Ladies and gentlemen, this has to be one of the best, Four Beer Snow Fears ever produced.
Yeah.
We found out Avery, thank you, and his father are damn near twins. We have Dream Cars, Wing Picks, Fast Food Drafts, and our least favorite race.
Chick Hicks won the Piston Cup over Kachika. The King!
Kachika.
The King.
I'll tell you what, guys.
But you're stupid.
Avery, high five. Guy. It's only uphill from here.
Thanks. Episode 50. For those of you who've been listening since episode 1, we love you. Jordan loves you too, but he's not here.
Chris loves you. Sam loves you. Jordan is kind of here, but
hey,
he's like 12 feet away from us.
We want to keep doing big things with this podcast, so if you can just share it with your friends or anybody who would enjoy it, we would love to see it. We love all of you. Please join the Instagram. We're going to be doing more with that. And the more views you see on this on this pod, the more crazy stuff we want to do. Tom and I got a lot of stuff in the back of the brain. We just want to make sure we can have a nice audience to see it. We love all of you. And for lack of a better word, cheers, y'all.
Cheers, boss. I love you.